working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide at fordfoundation.org.
88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. This is Morning Edition. Jeff Shapiro, WCVE's political news analyst and a columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins us now for his regular Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Well, not much. State government remains locked in inaction. No one is budging in the next biennium budget standoff. But there was a public hearing on one side of the Capitol on the budget and related matters.
Inaction is the new normal. A half a dozen times since 2001, the General Assembly has ground to a halt because of a standoff over the budget and the use of the budget as a weapon to achieve another end. In this case, it's some type of health care fix using $7 billion in federal Medicaid funds to provide some other option under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, as the Republicans and even the president described.
He's accepted that term, apparently.
Yes, but what's been going on lately is a lot of theater, and that hearing that the Senate Finance Committee had earlier this week was just that. Lots and lots of people, hundreds of people, a marathon, and most of the folks who addressed the committee generally had something positive to say about what was proposed by the Senate or by Governor McAuliffe, whether it was Medicaid expansion, which is the shorthand for the health care fix, whether it was pay raises for public employees. Everyone seemed to delight in one goody or another. This doesn't mean that the opponents are standing still. There have been telephone town hall meetings in which the Republicans, in particular the Republicans in the House, who say they are dead set against this, now again came together in solidarity on this big spending, big government initiative by Terry McAuliffe. Legislature will be back on Monday. There's a lot of procedural gamesmanship here that's sort of important. It doesn't appear that the Senate is going to take up the House version of the budget, which means even more time will be burnt up, which will make it even tougher for the House and Senate to officially engage. But it is all very much by design. People are playing to the base and running down the clock, trying to use time as the ultimate weapon toward some type of solution.
Governor McAuliffe has been signing into law some of the bills that were passed by this year's General Assembly session, including the so-called caboose budget bill, which amends the current budget, which is in effect through June 30th.
Right. These are the tweaks to the current budget. And that bill, which the governor says he only reluctantly signed, includes $300 million for a new legislative office building. The legislature is very good at doing very little, but very good at taking care of itself. Remember, these are the worthies, many of whom have taxpayer-supplied health care insurance, about two-thirds of them, actually, and that includes members of their family. There's fine print in that budget that, depending on who you're talking to, could provide some type of a path to a compromise on the 2014-2016 budget, which, of course, has not been passed, and maybe on health care. The governor signed that ban on celebratory gunfire. That is a response to a very sad story, the July 4th death of a Chesterfield boy to a stray shot. Because we live in a borderless world, and even a Virginia governor can trigger an international incident, Terry McAuliffe has signed into law a requirement that textbooks used in Virginia public schools refer to that body of water that separates Japan and the Koreas as the East Sea, in addition to the Sea of Japan. Korean Americans in Northern Virginia were very insistent on this bill. Japan, which along with the Korean community pumps a lot of money into the Virginia economy, was not happy with this, and its ambassador told the governor that in his many words.
U.S. Senator Mark Warner is running for re-election, and he has proposed some possible fixes to the controversial Affordable Care Act.
Right. Best defense is a good offense. Mark Warner running for re-election. These tweaks are advanced by Warner and a number of other Democrats who are up for re-election this year. Many of them are on the endangered list. Ed Gillespie, the likely Republican nominee, is playing the guilt by association card, trying to tie Warner to an unpopular Barack Obama and an unpopular Obamacare health program. Another bit of political legislative news and a bit of election year bipartisanship. Warner, Tim Kaine, the junior senator, Eric Cantor, the majority leader in the House, the gentleman from Henrico, with the White House the other day for the president's signing of a pediatric research bill named for a Virginia youngster. Cantor, of course, facing a primary opposition from a Tea Party opponent, Dave Brat, is trying to push what he would describe as his relevance agenda. Of course, Mr. Cantor trying to answer for a lot of the inaction in Washington.
Former Governor Gerald Baliles is retiring from his latest position as director of the Miller Center at the University of Virginia. Perhaps not many listeners know exactly what the Miller Center does. Many of Virginia's recent governors have gone on to serve in the U.S. Senate. Gerald Baliles went into higher education.
Yes, and many people may not remember Jerry Baliles, Virginia's transportation governor, at least in modern times and before Bob McDonnell. Baliles, with a name that many people had difficulty pronouncing, reminding folks that Baliles rhymes with smiles, is actually going into his third retirement at the Miller Center up at UVA. This is a center that focuses on the presidency and national policy. Baliles has been up there 8 years as executive director. But again, his third retirement. He got out of politics, completing his term as governor in 1990. He then became a partner at the White Shoe Law Firm of Hunton and Williams, did a lot of work in transportation, and then from there went on to the Miller Center. And this time he may actually get to do some fly fishing.
Jerry Baliles, I remember, had the uncanny knack, invaluable for a politician to remember a face and a name after just meeting that person once. I recall that experience the first time he ever ran for public office for the House House of Delegates.
Yes, a skill welcoming a politician and perhaps a shoe salesman.
Well, we wish him well in his future endeavors. Jeff Shapiro joins us Friday mornings at this time to analyze the Virginia political news. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
Portions of WCVE's programming are made possible by Lindsay Prather, wishing the happiest of birthdays to her fiancé, Tommy Beekman.
On a Friday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Think of the